Maitland Security and Locksmith. So I'll speak in. How can I help you?
Hey, Sal. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Amy. Thank you for calling back.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I just wanted to touch base with you because I met with my rep right now as well. So there was a couple of things that I was getting underway since you and I have spoken. So I spoke with our agent rep for Google Guarantee, and he said that the main reason that you're having a bit more, a bit less of the Google Guarantee is because you do not have vehicle lockout enabled. And then Miss Bonnie let us know that the reason for that is because you said the return on investment for vehicle lockout is not what you need it to be. Is that correct?
It is correct, but we can change that. I'm willing to do card lockouts. I just want the areas that we map to be reasonable for me to go there in a time that they're wide willing. But let's say that, for instance, you locked out your car inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
You have your baby, or
mm-hmm.
you have your dog, or your cat.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to get, if you call me and I say, okay, I'll be there in an hour, you want mm-hmm. someone in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so if they're willing to wait for me 45 minutes to an hour at night time that I'm almost in bed, I'm willing to go there, but are they willing to wait for me? So if I'm in Kenyan country and realistically I cannot be there in 5 minutes, I'll be lying to them saying I'll be mm-hmm. there as soon as I can.
That makes sense.
5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's why I don't want to
right.
get a bad review or to give false
promises.
Mm-hmm. promises. And then they will say, well, you said that you were going to be right away, and
mm-hmm.
we've been waiting and waiting, and those are the situations. But if I tell them, hey, yes, I can be there in an hour, if they don't want to, then I will not go, not because I don't want to, but because mm-hmm. it's not realistically for them to wait for them. Now,
mm-hmm.
what I offer to many people is, like, sometimes people get locked out of their cars or their homes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man or sir, don't worry about it. Go to work. I'll go and open your house if you trust me. I go and open your house and grab your keys and lock it again, and I go take your keys to your
place
to
of
your
business or work or whatever.
So that,
mm-hmm.
Or you can, whenever you come back from work, I can meet you there at a decent time that you are back from work so that I can let you in. So that
mm-hmm.
way you don't lose your day or your hours of being late at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I can incorporate the card lockout, because
mm-hmm.
the other reason is, I mean, I have my avalanche truck where I was working on the back of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And let me go out because here's a little noisy. I don't know if you hear all the restaurants. I'm in a Mexican restaurant, but they have modern English music. Let me go outside, and I'm going to ask for the bill.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to be outside because I'm on a phone call. Okay, so it's quieter here.
Okay. So it's up to you if you want to enable it or not. If you want to, and if it looks like from the records, it shows that we've had it enabled a couple of times, and then we've unenabled it depending on what the needs of the business are. But I'm just, I was doing that deep dive in like I had promised that I would, and this is the main thing. This is the main thing for, and when you signed up with us for Google Guarantee, this is the thing, is that that demand, like basically, so since like you've been with us for Google Guarantee since over 2 years, okay? So it was only last year that we learned that if your ad for certain categories, if your ad doesn't offer certain things, then it's not going to be successful. And it's one of the things that we learned with Google Guarantee about your vertical, which is the locksmith vertical, right? But you only know it once you know it, right? It's not something that we knew beforehand, or we would have told you before we sold you the product, hey, listen, this may not be as successful for you if we don't enable X, Y, or Z. Does that make sense?
Correct. No, totally makes sense. So, yeah, so let's incorporate the car lockouts. And I didn't finish telling you the reason why. And the reason why is because I have another truck that I can send my son to do lockouts.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that because he needs to make a little bit of extra income, and we can service that with him as well.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and enable that. And then I did get information on the Yelp as well.
Okay.
Okay. So I had her look at our agent. Her name is Gina. Okay. Our agent at Yelp. She's our representative. So that way when I say her name, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So I met with Gina from between the time that I spoke to you a few minutes ago and the time that you and I called. That's why I was a little bit late calling you back, is because I was speaking with her on your behalf. And I was explaining everything that you and I spoke about, right? And I told her, like, spending the money is not the issue. Because, you know, for a lot of people, that is the issue. That is the problem. They don't want to spend the money, but they want everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is not the issue for you. You're just not seeing as good a quality as when you have managed it on your own directly with Yelp. So what she did is she did a deep dive into your account, and she said, you know, it looks like this agency took over for you about early April, right? So about 2 months?
Yeah, 2 months. It's not even 3 months.
Okay.
It'll be 3 months.
So took over for you, and the cost per lead is about the same as when you were managing it yourself. However, what she wanted me to ask you specifically was, because you said the quality is not as good as it had been previously, right?
Correct. It's been less work, more watermark budget, $42.50, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I was doing better than what I use, and maybe you will relate to this.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the tidying.
Mm-hmm.
If I give 10% to the Lord,
right,
that will give us 100-fold return. Just per se, we don't give just to receive, but we give because we appreciate it to God,
right,
and grateful that He's saved us our soul.
Right.
But if I put that principle into Yelp as well, so if I put $100 a day,
mm-hmm,
I'm believing by faith that I will make $1,000 a day,
mm-hmm,
to bring home.
Mm-hmm.
I use that principle.
Right.
Sow and recruit. Give and receive. So the same principle, even though I'm paying for $100 a day,
mm-hmm,
I believe that if I get myself onto the door of people, the Lord is going to give me grace and favor to them so that I can either sell or sell a camera, sell a safe,
mm-hmm,
upgrade their home security and things like that.
Right.
So that's the approach that I did for the budget of $3,000 so that I can have $100 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. And collect $30,000 a year in order for me to pay my son, my daughter, advertising, gas,
mm-hmm, all
permit, license, mm-hmm, and all the overhead.
So when you say that the quality has not been there, because it shows here that the leads the amount is about the same from what she says. It shows that the amount is about the same as when you were running it yourself. However, yeah. Are you saying in phone calls or are you saying in messages? Do you enable the Yelp messaging?
Let me see. No.
Because that's the main way to get the calls from, to get the contact from Yelp is through the Yelp messaging app. So it's through the Yelp business, and the messaging is the main way that these people are looking, and that's the main way that Yelp sends the leads. I'm doing air quotes, okay?
Yeah, so they send a request through a message, and sometimes they put their phone number, and then Yelp give us a generic phone number, and they monitor the customer's phone number with their phone number in order for them to track the calls and charge for the lead.
Well, so they're not supposed to do it like that. That's interesting. Okay. So one thing that I did talk with Gina about is I told her, I said, listen, he is totally open to doing Yelp, but we have to make it at a reasonable amount. He was spending $3,000. He went up to $4,200. He's not seeing a better return, and he's actually seeing less calls than ever before. So
yes.
What she said is that you and I and her, we can jump on like a video call if you're open to it, okay?
Sure.
And the three of us can put our heads together, and we can talk about this. Now, I also spoke with my team. So one of the things that I can do for you is we can take over the Yelp campaign from where it's at. We do have the ability to do that. Now, if you have to understand there's going to be a, like I told you before, the 25% management fee that comes with it. So if we were to take over your Yelp campaign, what you're looking at here, like if you started with, say, $1,000 campaign, if you want actually $1,000 in ads, it's going to be about $1,400 total because the management fee that's on top of it. Okay?
Yes.
So that is an option that we can go over, and she does believe that we would see better success as far as this goes. With the quality, because if you're responding quickly to the leads as they're coming through the Yelp and you seem like you respond quickly, you answer every time I call, you're very responsive, you're very friendly.
Yeah, there is 100% answering percentage. It's 100%. Right now with this company, I used to be at 10%, and I kept it like that for months, maybe even years. Sometimes I go on vacation, but on a mission trip like I did in June for like 20 days. Then my answering call, because I didn't have internet and I was monitoring the Yelp,
went down.
On South America, then it went up to 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But now with no reason, even this guy, Jonathan Flores, he even, barely 2 weeks ago, he built up or built a auto response. So that I can get a faster
return
quality,
rate.
But I'm still in 15 minutes. So
okay.
I just sent him an email this morning before I talked to you saying, I'm in 15 minutes responding, and I know that I respond right away.
Okay. So the other thing is this, when you're gone out of town, Sal, can you, you can have your son or your daughter take over. They can log into the Yelp and they can monitor it and they can respond when you're out of town. Did you know that?
I know that they can do that, and they have all the credentials, and the app is also on their phone. So as soon as I receive a Yelp in my phone, they also receive that.
Okay.
But they don't respond, and they're really busy too. My daughter is doing my video ministry and the website ministry and the QuickBooks Ministry, and plus she has a filming company with CrossFit. So she's pretty busy with filming
she's busy.
My son, he relies that I always answer, and he sees the inquiry or the guilt request, but then he says, "Oh, my dad is gonna answer only when I go away, and then he comes to answer." But then I'm always getting it, and I don't see an answer right away, and so I answer them. I know that they need to get more on the ball and being responsible to do that. So my point to this one, and I was frank and clear at the very beginning, that my goal is to get out of jail and be more organically on
YouTube. Right.
And so if I go back to spend money on Yelp and then see...
You feel like you're moving backwards a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. So instead of that $1,000 and $400 on the paying whoever is going to be in charge of the Yelp account, I know that I can go on it myself and I can manage it myself.
Right.
I've been doing it for the last 5 years.
For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I want to get out of Yelp is because I've been told by many, many other customers, many other child, you're putting too much money in Yelp and you're not getting, I said, yeah, but if I put $3,000, I should be getting $30,000, and I believe on the investment, not on giving and receiving. Nothing is free. And we should not expect anything for free either.
No.
It's not right. Everybody deserves
to get paid for their services. Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, the Bible says the laborer is worthy of his income.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that. So I would say yes, but I'd rather keep going with the Google.
Okay.
Even if I increase with another service like car lockouts and increase the budget to $1,000or $700 as they permit me, so then I'll be putting $1,000 on Google Ads and $1,000 on Google Guarantee. And then me and you, we can monitor that and you say, okay, Sal, why don't you just keep doing what you were doing with the Yelp? And then put the $1,000 there, manage it yourself, and then I know that I'll be paying your company for the Google Ads and the Google Guarantee, and until I get enough work for my other son to be in the truck and two trucks working in the field.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, absolutely. We can absolutely do that. So I put the change in through Google Guarantee. I've asked them to add in the lockouts. I've also asked them to do make sure that we reevaluate, and you'll probably be getting a call so we can reevaluate where, because you mentioned the service radius is of supreme importance with that. So we're going to be taking a look at that, and tomorrow they'll be reaching out. So I feel like we've got a lot done today.
So I'm willing to enlarge the, like the Bible says, enlarge the stacks of your tent. There is a scripture so that I can incorporate more work, but I just want to be realistic not to go to Anaheim. Are you living here, or do you live here in California?
Yeah, I live in Huntington.
Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach is where I live, yes.
Oh, my gosh. We live in paradise.
Yeah.
I'm 70, almost 70 years old, and I'm still surfing. I'm learning
to surf. Oh, that's
beautiful. Because when I was, I came here to this country at 19 years of age, and I was working illegally then as a cook, no, as a preparer at the Kyle Island restaurants.
Okay.
And I used to work with the window facing Malibu, and I saw the surfers surfing. So I wanted to learn, and I never got a chance. I got my surfer and everything, but I never got a lesson from the pro or something like that. So always trying to learn it, so I'm back to surfing, but with an instructor, and I go all the way to Ensenada, Mexico, for in the summer to get instructed.
I love that.
So I don't know if you surf or your husband or your kids, but that's a wonderful. It's a very. I meditate a lot in on my surfboard, even being in the water. Even if I don't catch a wave, I don't care. I just want to be there.
Right.
Or on my kayak there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you live in Huntington Beach, you understand what I'm talking about. I live in Kenyan country, and that was the other question that I said that I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. If I live in Kenyan country, but I'd like to serve the areas of, And please don't judge me on human dishes, but I learned through the Bible that I should be in the places that people are going to use our services. And this is, if I go to the San Fernando Valley, there is 3 Home Depots and 3 Best Buys.
Mm-hmm.
In the Santa Clarita Valley where I live is 2 Home Depot and 2 Best Buys.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells us that everybody do things themselves. So they expect us to charge the same as Lowe's and Home Depot.
Doesn't work. Reality is you got to pay me for my services. So you going to the higher end areas is not a problem. We're able to target those for you specifically in order to ensure you're getting the calls from those areas. And that's they're going to call you tomorrow to review that and make sure that we have those exact areas for you.
Yeah, because there is no Home Depot or Best Buy in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, Santa Monica, Pacific Palisades, West Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And also the people that I serve, that they're not willing to go and buy a lot. They just don't care. They don't have the time. They don't have the skills, and they just rather pay their administrative assistant to do the deal, and they just issue the credit card, and that's it.
Right.
So because I do quality of work and I do a fair. I charge the same thing for the poor, for the middle class, and for the rich. I don't charge more to the rich or my charges are average so that everybody can afford it.
Your price is your price.
Yeah, and it's affordable.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
If you see my reviews, they price.
Oh yeah.
They review everything based on price, on quality, on being there on time. That's something that I don't. The reviews from Tantac, they give the customer 5 options.
Mm-hmm.
What will be the quality of timing, or what was the price? People are giving a review based on 5 items.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was on time. Yes, he was trustworthy. Yes, he was good with quality of work, but the price was a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
So based on that, you get a 4.9 star review.
Mm.
Whereas Google and Yelp, they just ask for a review across the board, and they don't break it down or give a chance to people to say, okay,
pick it apart. Yeah,
take it apart, and then right there goes your review.
Right.
So that was, so my question to you is that if I can advertise on Locos Plus, I see that you see on my dashboard that I am located in Santa Clarita.
Mm-hmm.
So if people in Hollywood or Beverly Hills, they need the locksmith services, mm-hmm. and they see that I'm in Santa Clarita, they said, oh, it's just too far. I need someone nearby.
It doesn't show that on Google Guarantee. It doesn't. They have to dig for that information. It's not mm-hmm. advertised that you're coming up out of that area right away. The way that mm-hmm. it shows on Google Guarantee is it shows the areas that you service. So you can pay to play in that area. You can pay higher to play higher. Mm-hmm. like if you want to show up higher, there's lots of opportunity. Once we enable the area, like I said, I believe that you're going to see a much better return on investment when we enable the lockouts. But as far as it goes, it doesn't just say like that you're coming from Santa Clarita and they're like, oh man, it's going to take forever for him to get here. I don't want to call this guy, right? It just shows the areas that you're servicing, because you could have multiple trucks in that area. They have no way of knowing that.
I see. Okay. Beautiful.
Okay. Now, as of right now, everything is set, Salvador. I am going to call you tomorrow morning. I'm going to set an appointment time for Bonnie to call you so that we can review the areas. But I have to, since I've got everything set on the account right now, we're going to hold off on the Yelp. You're good to go for the moment. We can review the areas tomorrow because I have a doctor's appointment I have to get to right now.
Okay, great. I'll let you go.
Is that cool? Okay.
It is.
Okay. I'll talk with you in a little bit, okay?
Many blessings.
Okay. Bye. You too. Bye-bye.